Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'd love to know, if you don't mind, from your own life, how you over the years have identified your triggers and then how your response to anger has evolved.
Well, you know, as I said, when I really experienced anger that was uncontrollable is with my teenage son. And never forget the night we got into it, and I was giving it to him, and he was giving it to me, and I said harsh things, and he said harsh things. He was probably 15, and in the middle of all that interaction, he walked out of the house, slammed the door, and walked outside. And when he did, I woke up, and I said, oh, God, I thought I was further along than this. And I just sat down on the couch and wept, and my wife came in and tried to console me. And she said, you know, Gary, that's not your fault. He started that. He should not be allowed to talk to you that way. He's very disrespectful. But she finally gave up because it's hard to console a sinner. I knew I was wrong, you know. And so I just told God, you know, Lord, forgive me. I've blown it here with my son, and I need your help. And I know you'll forgive me, but I've got to learn a new way. Help me here. And so eventually my son walked back in that night, and I said, Derek, could we talk a minute, buddy? And he came in, and I said, Derek, I want to apologize to you. I said, a father should never talk to a son the way I talk to you. And I know I said some harsh things, and that's not the way I feel about you. I love you, and I know that I hurt you, and I'm really sorry, and I want to ask you to forgive me. And he said, Dad, that wasn't your fault. I started that. And when I was walking up the road, I asked God to forgive me, and I want to ask you to forgive me. Mm. You can imagine, we held and hugged and cried. And after that, I said to him, you know, Derek, why don't we try together to try to learn how to handle anger? And so the next time you get angry with me, you just come and say, Dad, I'm angry. Can we talk? And I'll sit down and talk with you. And I'll do the same with you. And let's see if we can learn how to do this without yelling and screaming. Let's just try to hear each other, and let's try to resolve it. So that was the beginning. That was the beginning of our changing the whole pattern of learning how to handle anger. And I think, you know, for parents, we have to acknowledge that, you know, when we lose our temper, we need to apologize. Some people say, well, won't your children disrespect you? No. They will respect you. They already know what you did was wrong. And when you apologize, you're teaching them how to apologize.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.